Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit today, and maybe you've heard about some news in the country just to the south of Taiwan in the Philippines. We've got some kind of drug war going on there, but it appears that the government is winning the drug war because of the newly elected Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte. He's very controversial, but I understand that a lot of people in the Philippines love this guy, and they really approve of what he's doing.
Yeah, he's an interesting personality. He has said some terrible things about the U.S. president, and he kills people who are dealing in drugs. But I know with drug dealers, they bring a lot of crime in, and I can imagine some of the citizens are happy, but he's very controversial, yes.
Indeed. So sometimes we do like a decisive leader to take care of a problem, even though it does involve drastic measures. But on the other hand, sometimes we think, nah, you can't do it like that.
Yeah.
That's too much like a dictator.
Don't abuse power is what we want.
That's
something
Hitler would do or something like that.
So
we're going to try to be as neutral on this as possible because we probably do have a number of Filipinos listening to our program. So please let us know if we're being biased or something. But in any case, that body count is rising in the Filipino drug war. Let's read our entire lesson now one time.
Recently elected Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte pledged to end drug crime before taking office. Just a couple of months into his presidency, over 1,900 people had been killed as a result, with some of those killings committed by vigilantes approved by Duterte. The Philippines has an urgent problem with shabu, or crystal meth. Millions of Filipinos are addicted to it, which has led to it becoming the source of a large amount of crime. It's also linked to numerous cases of corruption in the government, as many senior officials, police officers, and judges are involved in the shabu trade. Duterte's presidential campaign was based on a promise to crack down on this kind of criminal activity. As proof that he could get the job done, Duterte mentioned his term as mayor of Davao City, which he had turned into one of the safest cities in the world through the suppression of drugs. In the end, he won the election by a landslide. Duterte has certainly followed through on his promise. Apart from the people killed, over 10,000 drug dealers have been arrested. More than 700,000 addicts have turned themselves in, and national crime rates have fallen by 50%. However, Duterte's war on drugs has provoked considerable controversy. The United Nations, UN, has called the directive a violation of human rights. It says that Duterte's order for the police and private citizens to kill drug dealers amounts to incitement to violence and killing, which is a crime under international law. Some Filipinos also worry that innocent people may die on account of false charges. Despite the dissent, Duterte has a high approval rating in the Philippines. So far, Duterte has brushed aside all criticism and threatened to leave the UN, determined to rid the Philippines of relentless drug abuse.
Okay, let's talk about the title of our article first. We're talking about the body count, which means how many bodies there are. This term is actually used in wars to talk about how many enemy have been killed.
Yeah.
During the Vietnam War, of course, the Americans were always relying on the body count. What's the body count, Captain? Well, we count 27 military Viet Cong dead or something like that. That's the body count. But here, the number of dead rises in the Filipino drug war. Filipino can also be spelled this way with an F, F-I-L-I-P-I-N-O. Sometimes you see it P-H-I-L-L-I-P-P-I-N-E-S, Philippines. But this is also a common spelling, especially in the adjective form, Filipino. And recently elected Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte pledged to end drug crime. Okay, so he's been recently elected. He is the president of the Philippines, and his name is Rodrigo Duterte. Or it says that he pledged to end drug crime. Pledge to just means to promise to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That was his campaign promise, and I guess he's trying to carry through on his promise.
He's fulfilling his promise. So just a couple of months into his presidency, over 1,900 people had been killed as a result. Remember, when I read the article, I actually used what we most commonly do with numbers. We say 1,900. It's faster for us. That's how we say it. I know in Taiwan, most people continue to break it apart and say 1,900. But you need to learn the other way to say it as well, because that's typically what you'll hear, especially if you go abroad. Now, if you talk about someone's presidency, it's the period of time when they were acting as president. So, for example, someone's presidency in Taiwan would be a period of 4 years. Or in America, it's the same thing, 4 years if they're elected to one term. So just a couple of months as the acting president, already 1,900 people have been killed as a result of his pledge to end drug crime, with some of those killings committed by vigilantes approved by Duterte. You don't often hear about vigilantes killing people and it being okay by the president. A vigilante is somebody in society who is undertaking law enforcement. They're taking the law into their own hands. We often use that phrase. They see someone who has done something wrong, and rather than waiting for the police to arrest them and go to court and be convicted, they just take a gun and they go kill them themselves.
Exactly. They're sick of waiting for the government to carry out justice.
Yeah.
They know the people are guilty. Let's get them anyway. But in this particular case, these vigilante groups were approved by Duterte. So here we've got the word to approve. You can say approve of something, to be approved by someone, which means they basically gave them permission. Go ahead and kill them, even though you're not members of the police force.
Yeah.
You're not members of the Philippine Army or Armed Forces. But go ahead. I need to kill them anyway. So just go ahead and do what you want. So he approved of those killings.
Kind of scary. Now, the second paragraph says the Philippines has an urgent problem with shabu, or shabu is the Filipino word for crystal meth, which is a dangerous drug. It's a cheap drug, and so a lot of people are using it these days. Rather than buying heroin or cocaine, they're just taking this crystal meth, which is very strong. Millions of Filipinos are addicted to it. Now, if you have an urgent problem, guys, it means it's something that requires attention immediately. If someone has an urgent question or an urgent request, you can't wait. You have to attend to it or pay attention to it immediately. And this problem is urgent. It means if we don't act on it now and try to solve it, it's going to get worse and worse very quickly.
It is an urgent problem with this crystal meth, or methamphetamine. I believe that's the short-term crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
And millions of Filipinos are addicted to it. If you're addicted to something, you've got to have that thing over and over again. You can be addicted to cigarettes, for example. That's probably the most common example. But there are other addictions out there. You can be addicted to heroin. You can be addicted to
chocolate.
Oh, well,
you could be addicted to shopping.
Yeah, those are some other different kinds of uses.
Less harmful.
Chemically addicted to something.
Less harmful, yes.
maybe psychologically addicted to something.
Yeah.
But in any case here, lots of the Filipinos are addicted to crystal meth because when you use it, it gives you a feeling of control, of confidence and stuff like that.
Euphoria.
Kind of like cocaine, I've heard. I have never taken this kind of stuff. I never would. I'm a perfectly squeaky clean person with no sin on my soul at all.
At least drug-wise, yeah.
At least drug, well, yeah, I guess sin is where we're born with that. But in any case here, this has led to it becoming the source of a large amount of crime. And, of course, when there are drug addictions, of course, it always leads to crime. You've got gangs controlling the sale of this illegal stuff. You've got the mafia and stuff like that, and they kill people. And people can't pay, and they rob liquor stores and rob pharmacies to get the money and stuff. It's a big mess.
It is a big mess. Some of these addicts, that's what we call people who are addicted to drugs, they'll do anything to get their hands on drugs. They'll even steal from their family, perhaps even kill family members. That's how strong the addiction is. So that's why there's a large amount of crime. It's also linked to numerous cases of corruption in the government. Ugh, I hate this stuff. Corruption is when someone is being dishonest. Maybe it involves bribery. Sometimes people in the government, for example, senior officials, even police officers, sometimes they are corrupt because they're willing to take money to keep quiet. Sometimes drug gangs have police officers who actually work with them. So there's a lot of corruption. So people who are dishonest or conducting fraudulent activity, especially bribery, are considered corrupt. Corruption is the noun form of that word. Corrupt is the adjective. And this includes people that you would never assume. Well, nowadays we always assume, I think, that people in government are corrupt. Senior officials, police officers, and judges who preside over some of these trials, they're involved in the shabu trade.
Yep, and I guess you wouldn't blame them because it's probably good money. Here, just take this money and don't find our guy guilty, you know, let him go. Find some kind of reason to let him go or something. So, no problem. Yeah, you guys didn't do this or something, so yeah, he's free. So, indeed, you've got this corruption in the government. You've got all these different people involved in the shabu trade. Shabu, again, is crystal meth in the Philippines, although that reminds me of, isn't there shabu? Restaurants.
It's hot pot here. I know every time I see shabu, I think of hot pot.
I think it's swan guo in Chinese, but yeah, they're not related at
all.
But you can get addicted to hot pot here in Taiwan,
really?
especially during the winter because it is oh so tasty. Of course, I'm joking there. Of course, they don't put any drugs in that stuff, but you could use it in a sense to say you got to have it over and over again. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson for today. Let's take a little bit of a break, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第七单元。今天的新闻文摘跟菲律宾的总统有关。好，我们知道菲律宾呢，总统杜特地他当选之后呢，就开始扫毒，而这个扫毒的手法呢，其实引起了不少的争议。好，我们先看文章里面呢，提到了他在就职之前曾经发誓要终结毒品犯罪，而在他担任总统就职只有几个月，就很多人因此而被杀。我们先看到 A couple of months into his presidency. Presidency 这个名词代表的是总统的职权或总统的职位或是总统的任期。那 president 是总统， presidential 是形容词，总统的这三个字呢，在这一篇文章里面都有看到。那这个地方他说是只有当几个月，介系词 into 就任总统职权才几个月，表示说他的决心可见一斑。那提到了这个情况，为什么有这么多人被杀？其实有一些呢是总统他自己批准的私刑队所为。好，我们看到这个句构上有一点比较特别，提到这个结果他用到了 had been killed， 这是一个过去完成式。那为什么用过去完成式？我们晓得时间上如果有两个对照点，在过去开始的某一个时间到另外一个过去的时间之间所发生的事，这个对照上在这个时间会用过去完成表示当时已经发生。那这里用 had been killed 这个过去完成式，当然是相对于他当选之后到他当选完一两个月之内所发生的事情。好，所以这个时态要特别的注意。那还有另外一个重点在后面这个地方的 with， 其实这个介系词它后面加一个受词，然后受词后面再加一个补语，就有表达出说是怎么样的状况，什么样的情形。那注意到在 with 后面的 some of those killings， 这个受词后头来一个 committed， 这个 committed 它是过去分词，这也就是我们刚刚说的 with 加受词，受词后面加补语，补充说明是被谁所犯的，是他的私刑队所为的。 好咯，我们再来往下看下一段。为什么会这么做？是因为菲律宾它有毒品的问题，这个毒它叫冰毒，好多的菲律宾人都因此上瘾，而且这个毒呢，最后造成它成为很多大量犯罪的根源。再来往下读，下面当然我们提到菲律宾的状况，毒品的影响之大，不但是人民犯罪，连官员都犯罪，所以这也就是杜特地总统他现在为什么要这么做。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. We're back, guys. We're talking about how the body count is rising in the Filipino drug war under new president Rodrigo Duterte, who, when he was running for president, just pledged or promised that he would end drug crime. Drug crime is pretty prevalent in a lot of these countries. It's sure prevalent in the United States, that's for sure. So what he's doing is very controversial because he's allowing just normal citizens to act as vigilantes and to kill people they think are guilty of dealing drugs or even addicted to drugs without proof, without going through the judicial system, which allows someone to be indicted, charged with a crime, and then able to defend themselves in court. This president is going, hey, if they look guilty, go ahead, kill them.
Let them have it. And so here Duterte's presidential campaign was based on a promise to crack down on this kind of criminal activity. So when you are running for president, of course, you have a presidential campaign, a series of events and activities designed to get you elected to whatever office you're seeking. So he was running for president of the Philippines, and part of his campaign was a promise to crack down on drugs. If you crack down on something, you take a hard line on something, you say, nope, we're going to go by the book, we're going to prosecute these people, we're going to put them in jail, we're not going to let them off the hook anymore. The buck stops here. Justice is going to be served.
Yeah, the opposite is to really have a lot of leniency. Leniency is when you're kind of soft on criminals. You say, oh, that's okay. In the past couple of months earlier, Obama presidency has allowed people early release from prison. So they're really kind of, you know, saying it's drug crime. So what? It's okay. So we're lenient, and I think that's why Duterte doesn't like Obama. It's kind of fun. So he's cracking down on this kind of criminal activity. If you're a criminal, guys, it means you have done something that's against the law. You've broken the law, we say. So he's really trying to be tough on crime, you could say, as proof that he could get the job done. He kind of looked into his own past and said, hey, look at what I did as mayor of Davao City. And what he did there was he really cracked down there, and it's now one of the safest cities in the world through the suppression of drugs. Suppression means if you suppress something, you limit it. I could say act like you're not going to let it go through and continue normally. You stop something. You try to decrease something as much as you can. Suppression. Sometimes if you're in class and you're talking to a friend and you suddenly want to start laughing, you try to suppress your laughter, which means you try to hold it in.
Or you try to suppress a cough, for example, especially if you're watching a concert or something of classical music and you cough, boy, everybody's going to be looking at you.
They don't like that.
They don't like that. So you need to suppress that. Suppression, of course, is the noun. And yes, he was the mayor of Davao City. Term is just the time you serve your office. Terms for mayor or president here in Taiwan are 4 years long. And Davao City, of course, is in the south of the Philippines. And, well, because of this promise, in the end, he won the election by a landslide. Mm. Usually a landslide is when large amounts of rocks and dirt come sliding off a mountain, especially during a heavy rainstorm or a typhoon or something.
Yeah.
Landslides are very common here in Taiwan during typhoons. But in this particular case, it just means they just won the election big. They basically won the most votes. towns in all parts of the country. Like back in 1972, I think Richard Nixon won the election by a landslide. He just creamed that other guy. I'm not even going to mention his name because nobody remembers him.
Okay, so a landslide just means by a large amount. So Duterte has certainly followed through on his promise. If you follow through on a promise, guys, it means you do what you said you would do. You don't break your promise, you follow through, you keep your promise. You could also use that word, to keep your promise. Apart from the 1,900 killed, over 10,000 drug dealers have been arrested. More than 700,000 addicts have turned themselves in, and national crime rates have fallen by 50%. So these are the numbers as proof that he is doing what he said he would do in his campaign for president. Apart from, you could also substitute these two words with besides. Besides the people killed, over 10,000 drug dealers have been arrested. You could also say in addition to the people killed, over 10,000 drug dealers have been arrested. Now, more than 700 drug addicts have turned themselves in. If you turn yourself in, it means maybe the police are after you, and instead of having them come to your house and arresting you, you go to the police station instead, and you say, okay, I know you're looking for me. Here I am. It's kind of interesting that drug addicts, these aren't people who are selling drugs, they're just taking the drugs. They're also being sought by this president.
Well, I don't blame them because I understand that crystal meth is highly addictive. It's very difficult to break your addiction to it. So
need help.
If the drugs are not available anymore, you might as well turn yourself in. Maybe the government will help you break your addiction to those drugs or something. But they're turning themselves in. They're going to the police and saying, I'm guilty. Go ahead and arrest me. And as a result, the crime rate in the Philippines has fallen by 50%. So, of course, lots of people are going to like that. However, Duterte's war on drugs has provoked considerable controversy. So, yes, he's been effective in fighting the war on drugs, but unfortunately, it's been quite controversial. To provoke just means to get somebody to do something, to stimulate them or to give rise to something, especially if it's something strong, to provoke someone to a fight, for example. If you call somebody names that they don't like, they might start fighting. Hey, you provoked me, so I couldn't help myself. And considerable just means a lot of. Controversy means basically very strong opinions that people have about something, but they have different opinions. Controversy. And the adjective is controversial. There are lots of controversial things here in Taiwan that you don't want to discuss with taxi drivers.
Now, the United Nations, the UN, has called the directive a violation of human rights. UN is just the acronym for the United Nations. You'll often just hear us say, the UN said this, the UN did this. A directive is some sort of official instruction by someone who has power. And they're calling Duterte's instruction to vigilantes and to others to go ahead and kill these drug dealers a directive. They say, hey, this instruction or directive is a violation of human rights. You are hurting people by allowing others to assume they're guilty and just punish them without even going to court or being arrested by the police. So it's a violation of human rights. If you violate something, you break it. A violation of the law means you aren't obeying the law, you're breaking the law. And here, you're not giving people their human rights, which means you have the opportunity to defend yourself when you're accused of a crime.
Exactly. So basically, he's telling these vigilante groups to go ahead and kill those people. So the UN thinks that this is a violation of human rights. Mm. People deserve due process. You should do things legally through the police and the courts and stuff like that. And it says, the UN says, that Duterte's order for the police and private citizens to kill drug dealers amounts to incitement to violence and killing, which is a crime under international law. So here we've got what is amounting to incitement. Amount to just means, basically means it equals incitement. And incitement just means when you get someone to do something, usually if it's bad.
Yeah, you encourage them, you stir them up to do something that's wrong. It's similar to provoke, guys, to provoke, to incite. So some Filipinos also worry that innocent innocent people may die on account of or because of false charges, where people are accused of doing a crime or being a criminal, and they're not. They're innocent. If you had an enemy, he could accuse you, and maybe you could be murdered by these vigilantes. So on account of just means because of or due to this reason. Despite the dissent, if you're dissenting, it means you're disagreeing with somebody. You're not consenting, you're dissenting, you're disagreeing. He still has a very high approval rating in the Philippines. And so far, he's managed to brush aside all criticism. If you brush aside something, you ignore it. You don't even pay attention to it. He's just ignoring the criticism. And he also threatened, or this is what he promised he'd do, we'll see if it happens, to leave the UN. He's also determined or very resolute. He's decided he's not going to listen to the criticism. He's going to get rid of the relentless drug abuse in the Philippines. I hope that happens, but I hope it happens without abusing human rights.
Yeah, but again, we're going to withhold our judgment here. That's up for all of you to discuss amongst your fellow students when you use this as a topic to discuss things in your classes. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
杜特地总统当时的竞选活动里头对人民说，承诺说一定要严加取缔毒品犯罪的问题。那我们看到这里有一个重要的片语 crackdown on。Crackdown 就是击毁的意思，毁灭的意思。当你 crackdown on 后面加一个受词，就表示要打击，打击后面这边讲的 criminal activity。接下来我们来看后面呢，说总统他为了要证明他能做好，所以他当然就付诸了行动。这里有一个 as proof， 好，作为证明，后面有一个 that。子句，先看到这个 that 子句的功能。其实 that 引导出来的子句呢，在这个情况里头，在这个 proof 后面来说，它是一个名词子句。那怎么说？这个名词子句其实呢是一个同位语的位置，它就是等于在讲什么证明。名词子句用 that 引导，然后当同位语，或许比较少见。可是呢，它其实不是只有当主词或当受词而已，它可以当同位语，就等同说明它前面这个名词的内容。那这个证明是要证明说他能够把工作做好，所以呢，他当时选举会胜利，也是因为人民相信他会做好这件事。在下一段就说到了，他贯彻了他的诺言。注意到贯彻这个片语 follow through， 他真的彻底实行了，而且呢，很多人被逮，很多人自首。那谈到数字问题，他说国家整个菲律宾的犯罪率下降了 50%。 好，这边呢数字前 50% 前面有一个 by， 我们知道 by 这个介系词在英文里面很好用，其中一个用法就是像这里，它呢代表的是一个 difference， 也就是一个差异。当你前后做比较，说它有差距多少的话，你可以用 by 再加这个数字，所以这个差距就是 50%。 再来下面呢，他有提到说杜特地他的毒品战其实是蛮具争议的，有人说他违反人权，联合国认为说他今天下达这种杀害毒贩的命令，就相当于是在煽动暴力，煽动人民杀戮。这个地方有一个片语 amount to， 我们知道 amount 这个字可以当动词， amount 后面加介系词 to， 再加一个结果或者是一个总数，它可以表示说达到什么样的数字，或者是说是达到什么结果。但它的意思有时候就等于 comes to， 也就是等于。 OK， 我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
Okay, everybody, that's all from us for today. Please join us again next time for another edition of our very fine program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.